Hey there, and welcome back to Confident Common Clutch Car Ride Conversations. Today's episode is packed with insight on some of the biggest mental challenges young athletes are facing right now, especially when it comes to confidence, performance pressure, and how to handle disappointment when things don't go their way. In this episode, I'm chatting with Robert Toss, founder of HoopWorld.com, a basketball site designed to help younger hoopers with insight on how to reach their basketball goals, as well as some product and gear reviews featuring his son, who is a current youth basketball player. In this episode, we're diving into what's really going on in the minds of today's athletes and how the social media spotlight, performance comparisons, and our natural negativity bias can get in the way of our progress, joy, and growth. But here's the good news. We're not just talking about the problems. We're giving you practical, powerful ways to help your athlete define success on their own terms, to manage nerves more effectively, and reflect in a way that builds motivation rather than tearing them down. Whether your young athlete just wrapped up a tough season or is chasing big goals, this episode is full of helpful strategies and fresh perspective to fuel their journey and spark some important conversations on your next car ride. So let's get into it.
What are some of the common mental challenges you see our young athletes dealing with today? Obviously, you talked about social media, which I personally think is a big one, but would love to hear your perspective.
I think as it relates specifically to performing, I think the kind of the big three that I see a lot is confidence, for sure, is the number one complaint that I hear. I would say it's the entry-level complaint. Like, it's the obvious one that people are more, I just don't feel confident. Like, I don't have the confidence I want, or I'm hesitant, or I don't play to my potential. Another one is dealing with nerves and pressure, understanding like how to be more effective in those moments. And the third one might seem a little weird, but is lack of satisfaction. They're constantly striving and they're never able to just accept and enjoy the process. So lack of enjoyment or just getting so caught up in outcomes that they don't actually see how far they've come as an athlete.
Yeah. It's interesting. I have this theory myself in that when I grew up playing sports, it was in a park with friends. It wasn't organized. It was just, let's go play ball. Let's go
mess around.
You know? Yeah. And we learned together and we made mistakes together. And I feel like now everything's so organized. And it's this environment where the spotlight's on, and then you put your point on social media, where everything's curated to look perfect. It's tough being a kid. How will you, what kind of stuff do you tell the kids to manage this pressure in these moments and how to navigate some of this?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I really focus on, there's two aspects to that, is one, really helping them define success in more productive ways. That success should not be comparative to somebody else. So if you've got two basketball players on the same team, Joe and Brian, right? Joe should not judge his day based on how Brian did. Brian did this, got this many shots and got this many points and this many rebounds, and I got two less than him.
Yeah.
Who cares? That's Brian. That's other things. And so helping kids understand my performance is my performance. How do I judge that I had a successful day? And helping focus on things that they have control over. So too many kids focus on either the stats, the wins, and those are important touch points, but they're not actually under your control. And to judge your whole worth as a player, to judge your whole day based on whether that arbitrary metric was reached isn't helpful. I had a basketball player, actually, a young lady I was working with, very good shooter, very good, pretty high-level player in her high school. Reason why she was coming to me is she was getting really frustrated and really down on herself because she wasn't scoring the way she did the previous year. What I helped her to realize is scoring is only one measure of success on a basketball court. And because you're the top scorer, they're double and triple teaming you. You literally cannot take as many shots as you've had previously. What we got her to focus on instead was the percentage of shots, right? How many of the shots you took were you able to make? Because if you only got 10 opportunities to shoot and you made 10 of them, That's a great day.
And then I brunch.
Percentage? Not that's realistic either, but you never
know. Nothing there. But I love that. I love that.
Versus I was trying to score. Yeah, I was trying to score 30 points and I only got 20. Yeah, but did you get rebounds? Did you help your team win? Did you hustle and go play defense? How can kids make sure that you're defining success based on yourself? Right? Did you get better today?
I love that.
Instead of comparing to other people.
I think that's really great advice. Really great. Yeah.
And then the second part of that is process focused stuff that you can control over is that, sure, especially for sports like track or where there's like a hard metric like swimming, where there's your time was your time. It's thinking about, did you get faster today or did you learn? Who cares how fast the other people swam? Right? Your personal record matters, right? How'd you swim with your personal record?
Yeah, I talk a lot about journey and that we're all on a path as long as we're going towards where we want to be and we continue to improve, good things will happen.
Yeah.
It's high school basketball season is nearing that end time frame right now. And I'm sure some kids might be disappointed in maybe the season's outcome and stuff like that or setbacks. I'd love to hear how you coach kids that may be struggling with that disappointment and how and what kind of advice you might give them.
Yeah, I think one of the important things to start with is it is absolutely acceptable and okay to be disappointed.
Yeah.
That's okay because you care. You wanted more for your season and you didn't get it. It's okay to feel that disappointment. So starting there, that's fine, right? Accept it, own it, live in it for a little bit. But the important part is to reflect. And maybe why are you so disappointed? Did you have expectations that you weren't able to meet? Personally, as a player, was it expectations if the whole team was trying to achieve something and you couldn't achieve it? Again, there's only so much you control as an individual player. So did you play your part? Did you perform to your best? And sometimes the answer is no. Like we've all had moments where we were not at our best and we're disappointed in that. Again, that's okay. Lean into that. Feel that. What that is that's motivation. I don't want to feel that again next year. So what do? You use that as fuel to go put in the work, right? Okay, I'm going to take a little breather. Right. I'm going to take a week off, whatever it is, depending if you have travel season, all that. But I'm going to take a mental break from high school basketball and I'm going to just decompress from it. I'm going to own the fact that I'm disappointed and then I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask myself, how did I get there? What led to the disappointment and how do I make changes, right? Incremental changes to get better to hopefully prevent that same disappointment the next year.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. We actually just created a little self-evaluation form and it's meant to reflect on not just one game, but the season and sort of the body of work. Cause you do a lot of things right. So we just want to give credit, but also where the opportunities are to get better for next year. And we dust ourselves off and focus on the right thing. Good things will happen.
And I see too many times also for kids, we have what's called a negativity bias.
Yeah.
And this is true for, this isn't just kids. This is adults. This is everybody, right? Society. It's a natural hardwired thing. We all have it. And it's intentional in our brain because it helps us keep us safe. If we walk outside and to our left was a giant brawl of some kind, like a street fight. I don't know why that doesn't happen. Anyway, street fight. And then to our right, a whole bunch of kids having a great time playing, having fun. Our brain is naturally going to turn into the negative, right? The fight, because that has the potential to be dangerous. Unfortunately, we apply that negativity bias to non-life-threatening situations and we apply it to ourselves so that at the end of a season, at the end of a game, and I'm sure you've experienced this as a parent, Robert, as a coach, if you ask the kids with no prompting, how did today go? If you had to give a percentage of how often they go to negative things first, what would you say?
High 90s.
Yeah, it's the natural inclination to go to negative first. And so what we need to do as the adults, as the parents, as kids, train ourselves. You can dim that, right? We don't want to get rid of it completely because being self-critical is important because you can figure out where to grow and learn how you need to develop. But it's about balance.
Yeah.
It's like a dimmer switch, right? You don't want it on all the way. You want it balanced with your positive. And really teaching our kids in the reflection is it's okay to focus on what are one or two things that you need to work on.
Yeah, I love that.
Maybe
love
something,
that.
One individual thing that you need to work on and maybe one thing as a team that we need to work on. One, maybe two things, right? You don't want to do too much. And then what research is pretty clear in most cases, you need five positive things to outweigh the negative. It's in emotions for well-being. And so think of, for every one thing you got to work on, you got to come up with five things you did well as a team, as a player,
to
balance that out. And really making them get specific. Typically, we tend to be super specific about our mistakes. Oh, we were terrible on defense today. We didn't get back in time. We didn't set, I don't know, whatever. I don't know, basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we'll be like, oh, we communicated well. Like, not specific with their successes. So getting as specific with your failures as your successes can be really important.
I think that's really good advice. Really good advice.
Before we dive into the discussion prompts today, I want to kindly ask you that if you're enjoying the Confident Common Clutch Car Ride Conversations, I'd be so grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review. Your feedback helps more parents and athletes discover the podcast and join our community of growth and connection. Plus, it helps me keep bringing you meaningful conversations every week with my dialogue, right? Things that you tell me, I'm going to choose topics and episodes that you want to hear about. Your support means the world to me. Thank you so much for leaving a review. And let's dive into our prompts for the day. So a quick reminder of the rules here. There are no wrong answers. Make sure you're taking turns, talking and listening. Try to minimize distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question or listen to all of the questions and just discuss what you all find the most meaningful. So here are our conversations for today. Number one, specifically towards the athletes, how do you usually define success for yourself in sports? And of course, parents, like, what have you noticed? You all are interacting with each other. How does your kid define success? And is that definition based more on things that you can control, things like your effort, your attitude, improvement, or is it currently based on things that you can't, like your statistics, your scores, or how other players are doing? So talk amongst yourselves about how success is currently being defined and if that's really serving you or not. Our second question of the day for the athletes is, when you feel pressure or nervous before a game or event, what's going through your mind? Think about, like, what are the types of things that you're thinking about? And together, I'd like you to discuss, are there things that you can try together, like routines or mindset shifts or some breathing techniques that you think might help you as the athlete feel more calm and confident as you play in bigger moments? Okay. And in talking about how your parents can support you in that. Question three, after a tough game or season, do you tend to focus more on what went wrong or what went well? After each game, can you name 2 to 3 things that you're proud of from your recent game or practice? And I would encourage you that if you can't, really make sure you're getting back to those controllable things like your effort, your attitude, and improvement, focusing at least on those for each game. How did you give your best effort? Did you have your best attitude? Did you get better that day? Okay, so just talk a little bit about how do you handle tough games or seasons? And where does your brain tend to go? All right, our final question of the day. Have you ever felt disappointed in your performance or your team's outcome? And this is for both parents and kids. I know you've probably, the parents listening to this, you've had disappointments in life. And what I'd like you to really just share is, in your experiences of being disappointed, what do you think caused that feeling? And how could that disappointment fuel, or how did it fuel your growth or motivate you moving forward? So this is for both parents and the kids. Let's talk a little bit about how you've dealt with disappointments in the past and how did it help you moving forward. All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling and let's make those car rides count. You'll be seeing more from the conversation with my dad and I in later episodes, but I wanted to take a break for a little bit just to change tactics here, change conversation topics, but we will come back to that shortly. To hear the full interview with Robert and myself, please, in the show notes, you can go to my YouTube channel at VAlston Coaching 966 to hear the full 45-minute interview with more tips and tricks on how parents and kids can work together to create mental toughness and get better at their sport. Thank you so much for joining me on Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with at least one other parent or coach who could use a little extra inspiration on the go. If you're looking for weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversations to help that help you and your athlete stay confident, calm, and clutch no matter the scoreboard, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have suggestions for new topics or that you would like to see or hear about, there is a link in the show notes to share your ideas with me. Or you can just DM me at VAlstonCoaching on Facebook or Instagram. And I look forward to hearing from you and continuing these conversations as we go forward. All right, y'all. Have a wonderful car ride, and we'll see you next time.